You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Underneath all the finger-pointing and Monday morning quarterbacking over how and why Silicon Valley Bank and Signature failed, there is a fundamental question. Were these regulatory failures, or were they failures of supervision? As politicians and lobbyists and various and sundry interest groups take sides, Marketplace's Kimberly Adams explains the difference between the two, first of all, and why which kind of failures they were matters for what comes next.
Okay, who didn't do their job right? Danielle Zanzalari teaches economics at Seton Hall University and used to work at the Boston Fed. She puts it in a more academic way.
Was it a failure of regulators in not supervising this institution long before they failed? Or was it the fact that they were meeting the regulatory rules, but SVB perhaps needed tighter regulation? And so that's the question that people are asking.
A regulatory failure would mean we need better laws or rules to prevent this from happening again. To decide whether this was a regulatory or supervisory failure, it helps to know what bank supervisors do. Jim Cooper is the CEO of the Conference of State Bank Supervisors.
You evaluate the adequacy of the bank's capital. You evaluate the asset quality and their liquidity and their ability to manage things like credit risk, interest rate risk, those types of things.
Most of us don't really pay much attention to all this unless something goes wrong.
Right? If the supervisory side of things is doing things well, you would never hear about it.
Kathleen Hanley teaches finance at Lehigh University. She used to work as a senior economist at the Fed. Hanley says, unlike supervision,
you hear about the regulatory side because banks or other regulated entities often, you know, engage in media and lobbying activities that bring those regulatory activities to the broader public.
Whether this was a regulatory failure or a supervisory failure or both will determine how to move forward. Do we need tighter regulations on banks, more and better trained and empowered supervisors, or a bit of both? In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
You think Switzerland and you think maybe chocolates and fine watches and banking. That is what you call a brand identity. The challenge for Swiss banking now, of course, is that its brand has taken something of a reputational hit with the UBS rescue this weekend of Credit Suisse. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes wondered where the brand that is Swiss banking goes from here.
Switzerland's reputation for safe, secret banking goes back to at least the First World War, when it became a hub of financial transactions with people in lots of countries, no matter what side they were on, says Princeton historian Harold James.
So the story is really intimately linked with the story of Swiss neutrality.
But the flip side of the word secret? Shady. Andrew Hilton's an economist and independent consultant based in the UK.
Swiss banks would take money from pretty much anywhere and would not ask too many questions about it.
And other countries didn't want their citizens shadily stashing money in Switzerland, points out Pace University economics professor Niso Abouaf, who used to work at Credit Suisse.
Because of pressure from both the European regulators and the U.S. regulators, Swiss banks stopped being a tax haven, and they had to compete in other ways in the global marketplace.
So in the last couple decades, Swiss banks pivoted their brand, promising excellent wealth management, like a lot of American banks. But economist Andrew Hilton points out they had the advantage of not being American.
Lots of people don't view the Americans quite as positively as Americans do. You might want to put your money somewhere that isn't as susceptible to Washington's pressure.
Now the future of Swiss banking really hinges on the new UBS, which historian Harold James points out will have a balance sheet bigger than the whole Swiss GDP. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.